Matthew 12:29, New International Version of the Holy Bible. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. You are listening to the Resilient Masculinity Podcast. I am your host, William Betzelberger. Today, we're going to be talking about security systems as it relates to a man's responsibility and his provision of providing safety, stability, and service. In the last few weeks of this second season, we have talked about protecting our house from fires, protecting our loved ones by giving them emergency first aid, and by being physically strong to provide that protection. And of course, we would be amiss if we didn't talk about securing the house, the actual building that your family lives in and breathes in and functions in. We know that your house is the single biggest monetary investment you will make, maybe outside of your retirement account. But your house is more than just the roof over your head. See, it ebbs and it flows with your family as your family changes and evolves and grows. You may live in a two-bedroom house and then you have to upgrade to a four-bedroom house to accommodate more children. Your kitchen, as you provide more meals for those hungry teenagers, it has to change. You may get a bigger backyard. And all those things are changes that are worthy of protecting, because the house was made for the people. And as men, we are called to be protectors and providers of those people. We are called to provide safety. And it would be a great disservice to our families if we failed to protect them from within this house, from within our houses. So what are things we can do to keep our houses safe? Of course, all exterior doors have locks. That's a given. What else can we do in addition to those locks and maybe the back and front porch lights? Today, we're going to talk about security systems in terms of cameras. We'll talk about alarms. We'll talk about getting into a little bit more of the of how you can set up your house as a fortress. We will lightly touch on the subject of weapon systems, although that is for next week. That is going to be the focus of next week's episode. It's going to be weapon systems, guns, firearms, and other useful tools in our tool belt. So today we're going to talk about security systems, what I have, what I recommend, and of course, with everything, just like last week's episode, just like next week's episode, this is all advice, this is all wisdom. I'm supposed to say this to cover my butt, you know, I'm not an expert. Consult a professional, consult your lawyer before you go out and you spend all this money securing your house. Make sure you have the right liability insurance so that if someone falls in your booby trap number 473, that they don't sue you. Because as godly men who want to provide a legacy for their families, it'd be very sad if we lost that the generational wealth creation because a pagan fell into a hole, into a booby trap, who then successfully sued us. That'd be very sad. So lawyer up where you need to, get the expert advice you need to. Again, this is all just for entertainment and educational purposes only. With that being said, what are some of the advantages of home security systems? One is pretty obvious, it's protection, right? Your home security system, think of it as a sentry or a guard. It's an ally in your fight to keep your family safe. It will not protect you fully. It will not replace an armed guard. It will not replace a man who knows how to handle a weapon. It will not replace that mother bear instinct that our wives have for our children. It is not a replacement, but it is an additional support. So, of course, there's protection. You do get deterrent from burglars, or for burglars, I should say, or those who are making poor life choices. Okay, right now my wife and I have several security cameras outside our home. I will go a little bit more into detail as to who we have and why we have them here in a little bit. Cameras will not deter evil men who have evil intent in their hearts. If a man is going to break into your house to rape your family and pillage the legacy that you want to have, it will not deter him. He has that in mind. But if you're talking about that 16-year-old who's making poor life decisions, it's going to stop him or maybe deter him. So, again, it's not going to be perfect for hardened criminals. However, for the 16, 15-year-old who's just making poor life choices, it gives them a second to reflect. It can help provide peace of mind. Again, we're not talking about it being a full replacement of your presence as a man, but it's here to help. And the reality is most of us will work outside of the home, which means we will not physically be present in our homes when burglaries and other crimes are most statistically likely to happen. Can help provide peace of mind to your wife and to your children. It can be convenient and actually energy saving. There are different systems that are battery operated. There are systems that can actually be run off of small solar panels. And they can be pretty convenient and discreet. And then of course, you can even reduce your home insurance premiums. Just like with fire extinguishers in your house, they can actually reduce the amount that you pay per month in home or renter's insurance. When you provide that little extra protection, insurance companies like that. So there may be some savings in your pocket for these things. Those are five reasons why you should think about investing in a home security system. Now, what do I use? Of course, everyone has heard of the Ring home security systems, the Ring cameras. They're very popular amongst renters and homeowners alike. We have what is similar. We have the Amazon version, which is called Blink. We have three cameras posted on our exterior that are visible. There may be certain other ones. We may have an undisclosed amount that are not openly visible to the public. However, if you look at our house, we have one that is the door camera, the one that sits on the door, and it does have a little doorbell to it, so you get that access. We have one right out our back door. Again, I'm not disclosing information that is not readily available to the public. If you look at our house, if anyone knows where we are, these are the ones you will see. Again, we may have an undisclosed amount that are not easily seen, but again, I'm not ruining operational security just by discussing the ones that are very easily obvious. And then, of course, I have one outside the garage door that covers the garage entrance. So I have three exterior entrances, and I have cameras at each exterior entrance. At the very least, I have one covering each entrance. I should say that again. There's an undisclosed amount of additionals. But those provide enough security that I know every single entrance has at least one camera, one extra set of eyes on it. And you can set it up on these lovely smart devices that you can get notifications when there is movement. So I know when a squirrel jumps up on my front porch, it sends a notification to my phone. And and I can use my phone as a viewing platform, and I don't have to be in town to know that the Amazon delivery guy dropped something off. I also don't have to be home to know that there was someone out my back door at 2 o'clock in the morning, if that ever so happened. So I can have that peace of mind that I can check in on my house when I need to or when I want to. Something else that most people hate. Most people do not like these because they are annoying and they are irritating and they are loud. There are little tiny door and window alarms. The ones that they work on a magnetic strip, and when you take them apart, it sets off the alarm, and they're very loud. They're very obnoxious. Those who have audio or auditory sensory processing issues, it is not friendly for them, okay? I know that because I have family, multiple family members who have different audio processing, auditory sensory processing discomforts. And they're not nice. And even for neurotypical people, they're not fun, but they're designed to do one thing, and that is to draw attention. So if you have a window that opens, if you have a door, again, those are additional pieces of security. Again, it's not supposed to be, you know, those do not block someone from entering, right? If I can open your window, I can still open it with or without that alarm. But that alarm gives you two things. It makes me very obvious to those around me, right? The neighbors know now. Now the neighborhood knows. And now you know, and that gives you enough time to get ready, because that can be the difference between being able to arm up and meet a intruder with the right force, or being held in advantage because the intruder is able to get in and you didn't know. So, of course, you can get those at Home Depot, on Amazon, at Lowe's, at Walmart, anywhere, pretty much any retailer you can get them from. They're like $25 for a two-pack. Like right now I have on Home Depot, wireless home security door/window alarm 2-pack for $24.97. Okay. Again, this is not an endorsement of Home Depot per se. It's just the one I pulled up. So just to give you guys some idea of the price. For example, the Blink system that I have, the Blink Outdoor 3rd generation wireless weather resistant HD security camera, one of them is $99.99, so just under $100. The video doorbell is $50. The floodlight, they have ones with the two floodlights on the side and the camera in the middle, those run about $120 to $150. So if you get you can get a 4-pack of the standard outdoor security cameras for about $400, $350 to $400 for Blink or for the Ring brand. And of course, there's other brands too. Do your due diligence, research what fits best for you and your house. Again, we're about keeping our family safe, and that means fortifying our house, giving us an extra set of eyes and ears and devices to know when people are coming in, when they're coming out, so that you do not have to be at your home 24/7. Again, this does not replace you as a protector. This gives you that extra set of eyes and ears. And while you are always going to be on alert when you're awake, when you are asleep, you will not be alert. And we do need the ability to pass that weight off. And I can tell you, I sleep a little more peacefully at night, knowing that when someone wants to try to get in, if they ever want to, I have ways of knowing before they come up to my side of the bed. Before they enter the house, I will have the advantage. And that provides me the opportunity to arm up and meet them with the right force to defend myself and my family from their hostile intent. So, gentlemen, I know we, you know, this is not a very long episode. This is not a very technical episode. But what do I want you to do? I want you to research. I want you to research what systems there are out there that fit for your family. What are systems that fit your budget? What are ways you can provide not only that, but maybe in addition, other objects that will provide some deterrence. I remember growing up at my grandparents' house. One of my grandparents, they had a holly bush outside of one of their windows. I remember, you know, playing ball and throwing a ball behind the holly bush, so I had to go get it. That holly bush was not a nice bush. That stuff hurts. Okay? You see this a lot in front landscaping, front yard landscaping. You'll see thorny bushes like roses and other not nice bushes with thorns and thistles by windows, by bedroom windows. Why would we do that? Because, again, it may deter that 16-year-old who is making poor life choices. Again, a hardened criminal, he's going to be willing and able to get through that. But the 16-year-old, that may give him pause. So again, do some research. Plan out $500-$600 worth of expenses to fortify your house. Again, a good gun system costs about $500 to $600. And that's one gun. This can provide more than one direction of safety. This can provide direction of safety at this door and window, this door, that window, the two doors back here, the two windows up there, you know, however many you have or wherever they are. A gun can only face one direction. If you have four cameras, they can point north, south, east, and west. Do some research, talk to your spouse, set aside funds that you are comfortable with for fortifying your house. Take into account technological advances. Take into account landscape and earthworks and stuff like that to maybe keep intruders away from highly vulnerable areas like windows and side doors that may not be in use. And do yourself and your family a service and provide safety. Because as men, we are called to be protectors. We are called to be providers of safety. And you cannot be out of your home all the time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the views, all the comments, the questions. Keep them coming. And again, gentlemen, take action, become the men you are called to be. Become the resilient men that God has called you to be. Till next time, stay frosty, fight the good fight, act like men.